What's up, sunshine? Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire here with your daily 10 minutes of news. We are halfway through the week and it is Your Word Wednesday. So listen up to see if the vocabulary word you submitted helped us write today's show. We are starting today with the ongoing federal government shutdown and the impact it's having on a vital safety net program. Now in its 36th day, it is officially the longest U.S. government shutdown in history. As the shutdown drags on, so do disruptions to many essential government operations and services like SNAP benefits for those who rely on government assistance to afford food. More than 42 million Americans need SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, to buy groceries and necessities each month. November payments were initially paused due to the shutdown, but President Donald Trump's administration now says it will distribute partial benefits following a ruling by two federal judges. But the payments will be half their normal amount due to funding constraints, and that's left many unsure whether they'll be able to feed their families this month. The prolonged lapse in government funding has continued to stress food banks, charities, and nonprofits set up to assist Americans in need, with federal workers going without pay also turning to those sources for aid. Turning now to Egypt, which is celebrating its opening of the world's largest archaeological museum. The highly anticipated Grand Egyptian Museum opened over the weekend to some next level fanfare. We are talking orchestras, flying dancers, fireworks, and a drone show against a backdrop of incredible Egyptian relics. The billion-dollar project took 2 decades to build. That's nearly as long as it took to build the real Great Pyramid of Giza. We had a pyramid, the pyramids. Our Salma Abdelaziz has more.
Visitors will be welcomed by the more than 3,000-year-old statue of Ramses II, but that's just one of the highlights. There are over 50,000 restored artifacts detailing life in ancient Egypt to explore, with the collection of King Tutankhamun as the main attraction. I visited as part of a CNN team in 2018 and saw firsthand how conservationists worked around the clock to restore objects thousands of years old, including King Tut's very degraded sandals.
We create a new technique by using some special adhesive. As you saw, its condition, it was very bad, and here I think it can't alive again.
Construction started in 2005, but was delayed several times over the years, first because of the Arab Spring, and later the COVID-19 pandemic. But now, the museum is finally opening.
Pop quiz, hotshot. What do grizzly bears eat most before hibernation? Salmon, rodents, berries, or insects? This is a twofer. Grizzly bears chow down on berries and salmon before hyperphagia, an abnormally great desire for food, or for bears, the process of accumulating fat reserves when they eat for up to 22 hours of the day. Grizzly bears have lost roughly half of their global range since the 1800s. Canada is one of their last strongholds, but even there, they're considered at risk. Today on CNN's Call to Earth, we head deep into bear country to see the innovative ways researchers are keeping tabs on these giants and helping them elude the harmful human impacts to their habitats.
Bruce McClellan is used to bushwhacking his way through the thick forests of British Columbia.
But I think this is a really good route. I think I've got a good route this time. Yes, look at that.
For it's here that the wildlife ecologist has studied grizzlies for more than 4 decades.
Put my first radio collar on a grizzly bear in 1978. It takes a lot of skill, and not everyone can do that or would want to.
But today, he's not on a mission to track down bears. Instead, he's looking for what they've left behind.
It's quite remarkable what you can get out of a root of a hare. A hare trap is a way we catch hare. We attract bears to a site with bait, and then we string a strand of barbed wire around it. Inside this gas can is very well-aged cow's blood. It's quite smelly. They'll crawl under or over the wire, hopefully leave a hare or two.
30 years ago, McClellan and his team invented this non-invasive hare trap method to collect DNA samples from grizzly bears.
From that hare, we can tell the individual, its gender, its species, whose its mother is, whose its father is, roughly where it was born. You learn broad categories of its diet. So we have learned an awful lot about how many bears there are. We know about trends, which tells us which way the population's going over time.
After crossing a lake and blazing a trail through dense woods.
So the hare trap is further along here.
Bruce has arrived at his first hare trap site.
I don't think anything's been here. Usually when you get here and a bear's been here, it's knocked the bait pile all apart and, you know, smacked things around, but that's it. Nope, nothing came by.
A 2018 province-wide report estimates that approximately 15,000 grizzly bears roam the forests and coastlines of British Columbia. While their overall numbers have remained stable here since the 90s, they still face threats like habitat loss due to human development, which has fractured the population.
We have a large population. Actually, most of the world's grizzly bears are just north of here, but there's a big fracture that grizzly bears have not been crossing for a long time. We're not looking at bear numbers anymore. We're looking more at their genes and finding out where they were born.
Upon arrival, the second site looks a bit more promising.
So I go along each barb. It's the paper, because you can see much better against paper than not. Looking for, aha, bear hair. I'm pretty darn sure we have enough of a sample.
Even in the age of AI, this decades-old tool remains vital for tracking grizzlies and works hand-in-hand with newer technology to uncover more about their lives.
We use, game cameras and hare traps at the same time to be even more effective. Those are all linked in a geographic information system, which enables us to predict where we'll find bears more. As grizzly bears have expanded their distribution, and humans have expanded their distribution, and there's a lot more overlap now. This work is important because many, many people want to live in this world and not have a huge impact on the bears.
Call to Earth Day 2025 is tomorrow, November 6th, where we are embracing the theme Guard Your Green Space and urging individuals, communities, and nations to take bold collective action to protect the natural world that sustains us. Sign up at cnn.com/calltoearthday and share how you are guarding your green space. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a brave new breed of backpackers blazing trails in a whole new way. Move over, Elton John, there's a Rocket Man Renaissance. Some brilliant boffins, that's scientists, y'all, at a Chinese university have successfully tested a jet-powered backpack that can send pilots zooming through the air at speeds of nearly 60 miles per hour for up to 5 minutes. Would you do this? The pack's twin turbojets can reach a maximum altitude of nearly 5,000 feet. Could you imagine rolling up to work or school like this? Control is handled by the pilot's arm movements, but future versions might be capable of flying themselves using autonomous tech. The developers say the real-world applications stretch to infinity and beyond, everything from emergency rescues to special operations. I will be out the rest of the week, but I'm going to be leaving you in the hands of the doctor, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Did you know that in addition to being our chief medical correspondent, he's a practicing brain surgeon performing procedures every week? So here is your chance. What questions might you have for the health expert, Dr. Sanjay Gupta? Send your questions to cnn10@cnn.com, and I'll tell the doc to be sure to answer some of your questions over the next 2 days. All right, superstars, thank you for those submitting words for Your Word Wednesday. Our winner today is Miss Addie and friends at TST, Board of Cooperative Educational Services in Ithaca, New York. They submitted elude, a verb that means to evade or escape from danger, enemy, or a pursuer, typically in a skillful or cunning way. Thank you for making us smarter today. All right, I have a shout out today going to Miss Leftwich and all our wolves at Woodstock Middle School in Woodstock, Georgia. Rise up. Go make it an awesome day. And I want to thank you for being the best viewers on the planet. You complete me. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Koi. Happy birthday.